Two old warriors of the political left strode back onto the field of battle today to defend what they regard as one of Federal Labor's biggest recent achievements. Former Prime Ministers Paul Keating and Kevin Rudd scheduled simultaneous press conferences in Sydney and Brisbane to denounce what they claim is the current Morrison government's agenda to scrap increases to superannuation, which is legislated to begin coming into effect next year. They call it an attack on working Australians, but many economists are warning that the nation can't afford the increase as it struggles through the pandemic downturn. Nick Grimm reports.
Two cities, two former prime ministers, divided as it were by COVID-19, yet united in common purpose to fight what they call a raid on Australians' nest eggs. Here's Paul Keating, the man who set up compulsory super.
What's going to happen here is grand theft, Liberal Party style, against the working population of Australia.
And there was this from another former PM, Kevin Rudd, desperate to prevent what he sees as meddling with Labor's legacy.
What we have done is a marvellous piece of long-term planning for generations of Australians, and with great macroeconomic benefit for the Australian economy in terms of this pool of national savings. We're the envy of the world. And yet what are we doing? Turning around and trashing it.
Well, not exactly. Not yet, anyway. Next year, what's known as the superannuation guarantee is set to start increasing by small increments until the existing 9% super paid by employers into workers' accounts rises to 12%. That legislation is already in place, but the two former Labor PMs reckon that's being actively undermined.
So apparently those clever Liberals are saying, oh, well, don't you worry about that. You know, you can retire at 65 and live to 105, but by the way, you know, your super can run out in your 80s at 9.5%. There won't be more to help you.
Pigs might fly. That is the biggest bullshit argument I have ever heard against going ahead with decent provision for people's superannuation savings for the future.
But it coincides with new research indicating that two-thirds of economists want the staged increases to the super guarantee deferred or abandoned altogether, amid concerns it could be bad for an economy already struggling through a pandemic. Senator Jane Hume is the Assistant Minister for Superannuation and Financial Services.
The superannuation guarantee is already legislated to rise. But of course, the RBA and ACOS and Grattan and dozens of economists and even the industry funds themselves have conceded that the rise comes at a cost to wages and to jobs. Now, the rise is legislated for next year, and the Prime Minister has said that that legislation will be considered in the economic context of the time.
But your words there sound like you're looking for a way out.
No, the superannuation guarantee is already legislated to rise, but we are in the midst of a pandemic, something that we couldn't have foreseen 6 years ago when that legislation was passed. And, of course, now there is considerable pressure from businesses and from employer groups, from the RBA and from economists, and even the industry funds themselves, that there is a trade-off that comes with a rise in superannuation guarantee, and it's a trade-off that comes at a cost to wages and jobs.
Former Prime Minister Paul Keating has laid the charge today that the Prime Minister and the Treasurer are trying to soften up the electorate and lay the groundwork to walk away from an election commitment. Now, how do you respond to that?
I find it quite extraordinary that Labor are so desperate that they've opened the crypt and exhumed two former PMs to argue an ideological point. Not only that, it is extraordinarily galling to have two retired politicians, neither of whom have ever lost a wink of sleep over household bills or paying the mortgage, hector the 2.8 million Australians who have made it clear that in a time of financial uncertainty, they would prefer their money in their pockets today rather than locked up until their retirement.
The Assistant Minister for Superannuation and Financial Services, Senator Jane Hume, speaking there with Nick Grimm.